Lunch means chasser first time for Mordechai Yaakov Yudah ben Rivka. Kesoshcha Yisrael also for Rachel Perel Bas Esther Besoshcha Yisrael. Just a short idea on Shabbos Shuvah from Rav Shor. Understand exactly what is the difference between the Shuvah from Shabbos and the Shuvah from the whole week. And Rav Shor quotes the Gemara and Yuma and Da'at Peivav and Mebeis. We know that there are two types of Shuvah: Shumayira and Shumayava. Someone who does Shuvah out of fear, it's a very good level. Rav Moshe has a beautiful mimer in Kol Ram. It says that tshuva meir is even. Don't think that you're doing tshuva out of fear is not great. It's great. You want someone who does tshuva out of fear. You change the Gemara. You change the sins that you once did on purpose to accidental sins. But someone who does tshuva me'ahava, tshuva out of love. You want to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu proud. Not only do you make the tshuva from purposeful to accidental, you actually bring the schus. Says Rav Shor, a beautiful idea, and he bases it on a kliyaker. He says the whole week, really. The whole week is Tshuva Meira. Even Aser Simei Tshuva is Tshuva Meira. But when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos Tshuva Me'ahava. It's Tshuva out of love. And he says the Kliyakar, Av Ha'ashov Me'ahava Meisi Gam Acher Mekia'oi V'samalach Rotza Sha'akol Ya'avu. He says when someone loves the king, you don't just want you to serve your king, you want to spread the love. Like the Rambam tells us, Rav Shor does a quote to Rambam, the Rambam says, part of the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem is to get others to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. When you love the Rabbonu Shem, when you love someone, you want to share that love too. And says Rav Shor from the Kliyakar, someone who does Shuvah Me'ahava, someone who does Shuvah out of love, they want to get others to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu too, to bring kavod to the Bari, to bring kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our Creator. And then Rav Shor goes on and quotes the Yismach Moshe and Parsha Zazino in our Parsha. And he says, Ki tshuvas rabim afilu asu rak mi tshuva meira. The tshuva of the public, the tshuva of the tzibor, even if you do tshuva out of fear, mikol malkom nechshav ki tshuva me'ahava mitzad tzchus harabim. Because we have the tzchus harabim, and we're going to be Shabbos tshuva drashas, whether they be on Zoom or not. Even if the tshuva is meira, but it's done with zuchus harabim, you have everyone in mind. You take the tshuva from meira and you uplift the tshuva, not just from ira, that from the zedonos to shkagos, but actually becomes tshuva me'ahava. Because the kliyakar and Rav Shor explains so beautifully that part of loving the Rabbono Shem is to get others to love. Like the Rambam of the mitzvah of Avos Hashem is to get other people to love the Rabbono Shem as well. And the kliyakar says it so beautifully. Someone who loves the king wants others to love their Rabbono Shem as well. The whole week is Tshuva Meira, the Sfasim that's what others from say. The whole week, even as it says Tshuva, is Tshuva Meira. But when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh, especially Shabbos Shuva is the time for Ahava. Returning out of love for their Rabbono Shem. Not because you have to, because you're scared, because we need to. We Shabbos is the ultimate time to remember our relationship with their Rabbono Shem. Like we say, in Kach Sof, from the Beis Aron, Kinav Shicholas Ahavasecha, my love is so sick for you. They say from the Svarim, I believe the David the Vilna Gaon, Kicholas Nafshi Ahavasecha, and that I'm sick that I wasn't able to love you in the right way. The Pashup Shot is Kicholas Ahava Ani, that I'm mamish, I'm so sick. Kicholas Ahavi Nafshi Ahavasecha, I'm so sick that I love you so much. Brother Gruz says that I'm sick that I wasn't able to love you the right way. So we see Shabbos is a very big connection to Shabbos and to love. And Rav Shor goes on to quote the Bnei Saschar, brought down Namari Shabbosos from the Rebbe, Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zedichov, who explains that the Gematria of Shabbos, 702, is Gematria, Ahava B'chol Lev, Ahava B'chol Nefesh, Ahavacha B'chol Ma'od. Like the Gemara tells us in the Brachas, we have to love the Rebbe Shom with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our possessions. Ahava B'chol Lev, Ahava B'chol Nefesh, Ahava B'chol Ma'od. That is Gematria Shabbos. Because at the end of the day, Shabbos is the time that we feel the ultimate love for the Rabbono Shem and anything and everything that we are part of. But Rav Shor goes even deeper. And he quotes the Rebbe of Kamarna. The Kamarna Rebbe says, an incredible remez. He says, the Gematria of Ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, the Gematria of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the exact Gematria of V'ahavta Lecha Kamocha Ani Hashem. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, the Pasuk in Devarim Vav Hei, of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the exact Gematria of loving your friend like yourself, I am Hashem. And Rav Shor goes on to explain. He says, this is exactly the Kliyakar. Because when you show love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will want others to have love to their Rabbono Shem as well. You want others to love their Rabbono Shem as well. And he quotes this Fasemes and Kedoshim, V'ahavtarecha kamocha, when you love your friend like yourself, you actually want to bring and instill Ahavas Hashem within your friend. V'ahavtarecha kamocha, hu lahachnis av Hashem alev reyacha. You see a nice word on Shabbos Shuvah, you want to spread the love. So Shabbos Shuvah, it's not just a time to focus on our own Shuvah, says Rav Shor. And not just a time to focus on our own, but it's a time to focus on Shuvah me'ahava, and to spread that, and to spread it to our others, to spread it to our friends and families.
is, to spread what it means to have Shabbos, to spread what it means to have a connection or relationship with our Father. Is Avinu Malkinu. Avinu is Tshuva Me'ahava. Malkinu is Tshuva Me'ira. At the end of the day, Rav Shor says, Shabbos Shuva is a time for Tshuva Me'ahava. Umimela says Rav Shor, Be'ish Shabbos Shuva Tzuchim Nis Oyre La'havas Hashem Ve'lovu L'idei Avodos HaTshuva Bedargi Yilosh HaTshuva Me'ahava. He says, at the end of the day, it's our job on Shabbos Shuva to awaken Ahavas Hashem, to awaken the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within us. And that is the ultimate goal. Tshuva Yira, Rav Moshe says, it's amazing. And don't think for a second that it's not good. It's amazing. But the ultimate goal, Shabbos Shuva puts us on the trajectory for Shabbos Shabboson of Yom Kippur. Of Shabbos Shabboson of Tshuva Me'ira, but truly really the ultimate Shabbos of the entire year. So let's just review. We said we started the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma tells us two types of Tshuva, Tshuva Me'ira, Tshuva Me'ava. And the Kli Yakar told us at the end of the day, part of loving the Rebbeinu Shem is to get others to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Like the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem is able to make sure to get others to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, that's a kiyum of Ahavas Hashem, is get others to love the Rebbeinu Shem as well. And Yismach Moshe in Parshas Hazinu tells us that the tshuva of the Rabbim, when you have tshuva Rabbim, even if it's done tshuva Meira, it's put on the pedestal of tshuva Me'ahava because of mitzad chus Rabbim. And therefore, Rav Shor says, Shabbos is the ultimate time to come together. Shabbos is the ultimate time to feel the Ahava of the Rebbeinu Shem, like he quotes the Rebbe, "Bzedesh of Shabbos Gemachi Ahava B'cholev Ahava B'chol Nefesh Ahava B'chol Ma'od." To have the Rebbeinu Shem love, to love the Rebbeinu Shem with all our heart, with all our soul, and all our possessions. And that's what he says. The Rebbe Kamara says, "Loving your friend, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, is the exact gematria of Ahava B'chemoch Ani Hashem." Because we want to instill the Ahava within others, we want to instill the love for the King within every Jew. And he says that's the avod of Shabbos Shuva, to ma'or the Ahava Hashem within us and within each other. Just to end off with the Maisa that came to the Baal Tanya. The one of the Chassidim once came to the Rebbe. We said this Maisa before, but I think it connects beautifully. And they asked him, "Nu, what's more important, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu or loving Klal Yisrael?" And first the Rebbe wasn't sure, and he said maybe he was equal. Then the Baal Tanya explained loving Jews. Because when you love Jews, you're loving what your loved one loves. Like the Pasuk in Malachi says, Ahavti Eschem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I love them. When we show Ahava to each other, when we show love and support and sensitivity and kindness to each other, we're also showing Ahava to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is Rav Shor saying, Shabbos, just like we want to instill Ahavas Hashem within every Jew, we want to instill also Ahavas Yisrael within every Jew, and that is Ma'oyer the Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we love our fellow brothers and sisters, when we show them a kind text message before Shabbos, we're also showing love to the Rebbeinu Shem. That is the avoda of Shabbos Shuva, says Rav Shor. The avoda of Shabbos Shuva is the Zman, Hazman LaHasig Tshuva Me'ahava. It's the Zman of Tshuva Me'ahava, Shvizochav as Hashem, to return to the Rebbeinu Shem with love and sincerity, and a real emotional and a real connection to the Rebbeinu Shem, and it'll put us on a pedestal, and it'll put us in the right trajectory, entering the ultimate Shabbos, Shabbos Shabbos, and hopefully together, wishing everyone a Gemara Chasim Tova, and a beautiful Shabbos Shuva, a Shabbos filled with Tshuva Me'ahava. Shabbos, Gemara Chasim Tova.